This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Presidents Joe Biden and Vladimir Putin will speak in a video call on Tuesday, the White House and Kremlin said, as tensions between the United States and Russia escalate over a Russian troop buildup on the Ukrainian border that's seen as a sign of a potential invasion. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said Saturday that Biden would press U.S. concerns about Russian military activities on the border and reaffirm the United States' support for the sovereignty and territorial integrity of Ukraine. Putin will come to the call with concerns of his own and intends to express Russia's opposition to any move to admit Ukraine into NATO. More than 94,000 Russian troops are believed to be massed near Ukraine's borders. President Biden said Friday he and his advisors are preparing a comprehensive set of initiatives aimed at deterring Putin from an invasion. A judge has imposed a combined $1 million bond for the parents of a Michigan teenager charged with killing four students at his high school. AP's Shelley Adler has more.
Before bond was set, Judge Julie Nicholson first asked Jennifer Crumbly about the four involuntary manslaughter counts against her.
How are you pleading to count one?
Not guilty.
How are you pleading to count two?
Not guilty.
How are you pleading to count three?
Not guilty.
How are you pleading to count four?
Not guilty.
Jennifer's husband, James, also pled not guilty. Jennifer Crumbly sobbed and struggled to respond to the judge's questions at times, and James Crumbly shook his head when a prosecutor said their son had full access to the gun used in the killings. I'm Shelley Adler.
Be sure to log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Gambia's incumbent president, Adama Barrow, has a narrow lead after Saturday's presidential election, according to provisional results from the first constituency to be verified by the Electoral Commission. Barrow, a 56-year-old former security guard and property developer, ran against five rivals, including his former political mentor, 73-year-old Usainu Darbo, who was seen as the main challenger. Provisional results are expected by Sunday under a simple majority system, with numbers from individual constituencies announced throughout the night. In a test of stability and democratic progress, the small West African country is holding its first election since former President Yahya Jammeh was voted out of office in 2016, ending 22 years of autocratic rule. During his visit to Greece, Pope Francis warned Europe of a rise in populism and threats to democracy. AP's Naomi Shannon reports.
During a visit to the birthplace of democracy, the Pope warns that populism and authoritarianism in Europe is on the rise. In his speech, Pope Francis argues that only robust multilateralism can successfully address today's pressing issues, from protecting the environment to the coronavirus pandemic and poverty. Though he didn't name any specific countries or leaders, the EU is currently locked in a feud with members Poland and Hungary over rule of law issues and is facing growing pressure on its border control policies. He's expected to visit a migrant detention camp in Lesbos on Sunday. I'm Naomi Shannon.
CNN has fired anchor Chris Cuomo after details emerged about how he assisted his brother, former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, as the politician faced sexual harassment allegations earlier this year. The network suspended Chris Cuomo earlier in the week to investigate his involvement with his brother's defense. CNN said in a statement, "And we have retained a respected law firm to conduct the review and have terminated him effective immediately." In a statement on Twitter, the 51-year-old Cuomo said this was not how he wanted his time at CNN to end, but that he had explained how and why he helped his brother. Rio de Janeiro has canceled its New Year's Eve party due to renewed COVID-19 fears. Rio Mayor Eduardo Paes announced the decision on social media on Saturday.
Está infelizmente cancelado o evento na cidade do Rio de Janeiro.
The yearly celebration on Copacabana Beach has in the past gathered more than 1 million locals and tourists. Other Brazilian cities, including Sao Paulo and Salvador, have also canceled New Year's Eve celebrations due to fears of the Omicron variant. Reporting by remote,